Yes, it has been taken a decision of delaying these presidential elections. But what we can say in our party is that everything we have to do, even if we respect decisions taken by these head of state, we have to respect also our constitution. So we will see. We will sit down and see what can be done by respecting our constitution.
What part of the constitution do you want to respect?
You know, it is said that the presidential election can't be beyond 26th July because 26th July will be the last date which is mentioned in our constitution, because from there it is 1 month at the end of the term of the actual president. So which means that we can't go beyond. If they talk about 30th July, it means that we will be beyond that date, which is not possible.
In the meantime, we hear that the president is campaigning and the elections are supposed to be next week.
Yes, no one stopped him campaigning. He has started to campaign. This summit took place when he has started campaigning, which means that he continues campaigning. No one stopped him.
We hear that your ruling party, the CNDD-FDD, has told the United Nations mediator, Mr. Abdoulaye Bathily, to leave.
You know, he came. He didn't present himself to the authorities of Burundi. He came, he started working without being received by the authorities of Burundi. So which is not possible. If you come in a country, even if you are sent by UN, at least you present yourself to the authorities. He didn't do that. He started working, he started taking decision of postponing or delaying elections. He came with a hidden agenda. That's why we said, no, UN must look for another one. Fortunately, now we have President Museveni who will be doing that work.
So would your party be willing to work with President Museveni of Uganda?
Yes, you know, he's a wise man who knows very well what is happening in Burundi. He knows very well Burundi. He knows very well Burundians. We hope that he will do well.
Let me get your reaction. The general who led this military coup against President Nkurunziza is now saying that President Nkurunziza can listen to only force to get him out.
He failed. He said on 30th May he can't succeed this time. That one is nothing.
He wants people to organize to resist the government.
He can't. He can't. Our population is very determined to fight for the country. He can't do anything.